It's 7 o'clock, and I'd like to call the meeting to order and request that you please stand and join us in the pledge to the flag. George, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We are all here, and we have a quorum tonight, so that brings us on to approval of the minutes from the regular meeting of January 5th.
So moved.
Support.
Been moved and supported. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. At this time, citizens wishing to address the board.
Yeah, my name is Steve Gowdy. I live at 4043 State Road. I'm looking at the agenda. I noticed that you guys plan to untable a motion that you guys tabled until we had costs for the major project, which all of you except for Crawford 2 weeks ago voted to table until we had cost. And now I see you have it on the agenda to untable it and make a vote on it. Did we get the cost from 2 weeks ago, I guess, would be my concern, and why you guys all voted no, but all of a sudden now we put it right back on the agenda. I'm not against the water line, like the minutes say. I'm against rushing into the water line and not doing our due diligence to make sure that our money is being well spent. I hope you guys really consider holding off on this. I can't believe that it would end up on the agenda when it was tabled, not even the next meeting.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to address the board? Yes, sir?
So I guess to basically piggyback on what Steve said, and Rob is always good with the dates and times and stuff like that, when motions were made and stuff. I guess the concern is when these companies were contacted to do a master parks or development, a master parks master plan development project. This was back in, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, in the fall. And at least one, if not both of the companies, PM Blau being one of them, indicated that had that got approved right away by the township and brought to the township board and got approved right away, the $25,000 to $30,000, had that got approved right away, that they were under a timeline guideline, they were trying to make it work and thought they could in order to apply for the grant funding for February of this year for the DNR Trust Fund grants. For whatever reason, the ball was dropped there, never got done. Had that have got done, we probably could be approving this water main, or the board could be approving this water main now with all that master plan in place, and we wouldn't be outside the bids of the water main, because I guess that's the big concern now is the bids expiring. But it seems like we dropped the ball along the way, and the master plan could have already been in place, and we could be talking about the master plan and the cost, like Steve said, associated with that, improving this water main without having to possibly delay this. And it just seems odd that in the previous minutes it specifically says item number 6 tabled until master plan is in place. Yet I would imagine that Spicer has just started putting pen to paper. I mean, that was only 2 weeks ago, and I think it's like a 3-4 month process. So it's just concerning, I guess.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, 3570 Kewan Road, Nick Primos. I think we should all have free water. That's
it. Thank you, Nick.
Yep.
Anyone else tonight? Hearing none, we'll go on to approval of the agenda.
I'll make the motion.
Support.
Moved and supported. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, the same. Motion carries. Move on to the treasurer's report. Any questions or comments on the treasurer's report?
Make a motion to approve the agenda as printed.
No, I'm sorry, Scott, we're on the treasurer's report.
My treasurer's report is given, I'm sorry.
It's been moved and supported. Bob, would you call the roll, please?
I'm a yes of Prida.
Yes.
Kish.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Beckman.
Yes.
Armbruster.
Yes.
And Crawford.
Yes. Motion carries. On to the bills presented for approval. Any questions on the bills? It's your chance because Jamie didn't bring her in.
Nope. I know them. Sorry. Yeah.
Move to pay the bills as presented.
Support.
It's been moved and supported. Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Prida.
Yes.
Kish.
Yes.
Bradley.
Yes.
Bruckner.
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. On to our sheriff department report. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I think I missed what this was about, but I'm not a resident here, but Nick, I'm with you. I want free water as well.
You know, when it rains, you usually don't have to pay for that.
Oh, I'm going to be in a minute. I just, you know, briefly wanted to speak on something. I just touch on it a little bit more serious. Was at the fatal fire on Able Drive. We hosted a couple weeks ago, like a critical incident debrief at our department. We had four members of the fire department were present, and then everyone from our ship that was at the fire, as well as the detectives who investigated it. And yeah, I mean, to put it lightly, it was pretty emotional. I think it was good for me to hear everybody's. Spanish point and what they went through that evening. Yeah, I mean, it's not an easy thing to say. It's, you know, hey, that's just part of your job to carry out a dead child, but these are things that we come across at times. And I only speak to this because I wanted the board to know and recognize this, and I guess as well as the citizens, that I was really impressed with the courage and compassion, the professionalism of the members of the fire department there that night, and the members of our department. Can't make sense of what happened, but I think you guys should know, as citizens and the board, that the township was represented rather well that evening. So that's all I wanted to speak to on that.
Thank you. Okay. Any citizens wishing to address the sheriff department?
I know the cars need washing.
It's a nasty thing of salt and snow out there.
Free water gives you water.
We have the other reports from the fire department, the building department, the plumbing, and mechanical, electrical, ordnance. Any questions on any of those reports?
Can I just comment on the fire department? I called Chief Smith after our last meeting, and I want to commend him for bringing Mount Health in, Amy Smith, to do a debriefing with his staff, which I felt was very advantageous time-wise and everything for him to make that effort and move ahead with that. I know that had been a voice concern at the last meeting, and thank you, Chief, for taking the lead.
Thank you. Correspondence, we also have the Road Commission, Roads and Bridges minutes. And an interesting part of those minutes is Kurt is retiring. His last day will be August 31st, and Bill Hazelton has been appointed to be deputy director and assuming the director's position as Kurt retires. And this year, the annual meeting that we have between the Road Commission and the townships will actually be a Zoom meeting, and that will be next month. Any questions or comments on the reports?
Make a motion to accept the reports.
Support.
It's been moved and supported. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, the same. Okay. Unfinished business. First item is to request to remove from the table the water main for Parker Road. And I will make the motion to remove from the table.
I'll support that for discussion purposes.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
I would like to say before this thing happens that I was surprised and maybe even mildly insulted as the person who made the motion at the last meeting to table this for discussion, making my intentions very clear that we weren't going to discuss it until we had a master plan in place, that I wasn't notified until I saw the agenda. We had a very good discussion about this just 2 weeks ago. Six members of this board opted to table this until we had more information. To see it pop back up 2 weeks later is puzzling to me.
Thank you. I've made the motion to remove it from the table, and one of my concerns is that we did not have the bid deadline when it would expire at our previous meeting. I had left the construction drawings and things in my office, and that deadline is in February. The bid from when it was open is only good for the, I believe it was the 60 days. So I thought it was important as being fiscal responsible to bring it back toward the board. If this goes back out to bid, I'm convinced that the only thing those costs will do was increase.
Have we asked for an extension from any of the companies that submitted bids the first time around?
No, I have not.
Mr. Supervisor, again, I bring up the point that we have a lot of issues in this township where common dollars could well be used to benefit the community. That being said, your thrust is that we should put this water line in as a loop. Somehow, I guess maybe that has some safety concerns. I'm not sure if those safety concerns are going to be manifested if indeed we end up having to repair some of the old lines we have presently in place, which I think they may be 40 years old or more, I'm not quite sure. And like you said, we did that SAW grant study. They found some inequities which we have to keep an eye on, which could be tantamount to some cost. But that being said, if this administration is hell-bent on putting this water line in, we have $1 million sitting around. If you're hell-bent to do it, use the million. Let's not bond anything. Let's not put another debt on our citizens. We are already encompassing debt from every angle you can imagine, from the gas pump to the grocery store. And there's no way that as a retiree, and we have a few of them here, even though your Social Security is going to go up, trust me, your insurance is going to go up, and trust me, inflation is eating that thing right into the negative. So that being said, if you are heck-bent on putting this water line in, and we have money, pay for it. Take the hit. See what falls out. You're in office another couple of years, maybe it'll pan out.
Okay. Again, we're talking about removing item one from the table. Any other discussion?
I can say that I had asked a question about when the bids were ending, or you know, the time frame on them, and there wasn't an answer at the last meeting on that. My concern is what it would mean if we go through the whole process again and what the added cost is to the township in regards if we're going to do this. I guess I look at it, we either look at it now or we look at what we're going to do with that property and maybe selling it down the road, because I can't see having property that we currently have, that we have to look at developing at some point, if that's our intent, and paying a lot more down the road. I'm not so vested in how we pay. If we have the money, that's the best way to do it. However, I don't want to have an extra financial burden on the township for a piece of property we've held now for a while, saying this is what we're going to develop, and it's hard to get grants. You can almost not get grants without having water access. So I'm supportive of doing this, only because otherwise I would like to then look at the township putting property up for sale, and I don't like to do that, because I do think saving property for communities, for parks, and for recreation is very important.
Yep. Thank you. Any other questions on moving from the table? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed?
Aye.
I'm not sure on that, Bob. Would you call the roll, please?
Sure. Brad?
Yes.
Kish?
No.
I'm a yes. Oprida?
No.
Bruckner?
Yes.
Rooster?
No.
Crawford?
Yes. What's your count, Bob?
4-3-4.
So we're moving it from the table.
I don't think we can at 4-3. It has to be a two-thirds vote to remove an item from the table.
Okay.
You may want to double check that, but I believe that's what I researched and found.
Okay. We'll take it as the motion failed. We'll leave it on the table, and we'll do the research over the two-thirds vote. So under new business, we have the resignation from Nikki from the Parks Commission.
I'll make the motion to accept the letter of resignation.
Support.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item number two. We budgeted for these expenses, and I got the bids to use those numbers in the budget for 2022. If the board so approves, we could get these signed and get them scheduled for this year. So the first proposal, this is the pathway along Parker Road between the dog park and where the trail comes out from behind the township office.
Did we get other quotes besides this one, or was this the only one?
This is the only one I have, because normally Pries Brothers is the only one that responds to a request for a bid. And Pries Brothers have been doing our work for the last several years. In fact, they even did the work for the Road Commission on Grant and Teeple.
And this comes out of what budget? The
grounds maintenance.
I've walked the trail a lot, and that section there is getting pretty gnarly. A motion to approve.
Bless you. I'll support.
Mr. Supervisor, do they do lines as well on parking areas?
Yeah, they actually did the seal coating on the parking lot last year.
Well, we need the lines down at the point too. I know they're pretty faded, so maybe you can throw that in there somehow.
Okay. Any questions on the motion?
So was this, was it formally posted? How did we see bids on this?
I got the bids when we were developing the budget for 2022.
So
I asked them for a proposal, met with them, measured the areas, discussed what type of work to do.
Just met with T.D. Priest.
Yes, Scott Dickerson is actually the representative.
Was it opened up for any other bids?
No.
We don't have in our community many asphalters left in terms of private business. So you're sort of limited.
I asked for bids for a parking lot at our business, and I had sent out 5 requests, didn't get one back at all.
Do we have a requirement of a dollar amount to get multiple bids?
No, the requirement I'm thinking is the project cost over, if you're doing new construction, there's a requirement. But this is actually like maintenance of this one.
Okay, thank you.
Can we couple these together as one?
Well, that I have it as the maintenance repaving for that section, and then the number 3 is to continue the paving around the north side of Fort Gratiot Pond, where we put the asphalt millings down last year and built the trail.
I'll address 2. I'll move it forward.
Well, we're working on number 2. We've got a support and a motion. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Kish.
Yes.
Anias Opria.
Yes.
Brethner.
Yes.
Armbruster.
No.
Crawford.
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 3, this is to create new paving around the north side of the pond. And add ADA parking on the north side of the pond.
Mr. Supervisor, again, I brought this up several months back that I thought the current bike path needed some attention.
That's what we were doing with the previous motion.
Okay, so that's going to address that problem.
Yes.
Okay.
In that section parallel to Parker Road.
Yeah, there's some breakage in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is actually where we created the trail going surrounding the Fort Gratiot Pond. We did that last summer. This is actually to pave that. Okay, is there a motion to approve?
I'll approve 3.
I'll support.
Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Bob, would you call the roll, please?
I'm a yes. Opreda?
Yes.
Brockman?
Yes.
Armbruster?
No.
Crawford?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
And Kish?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item number 4. Is the fire chief's request to fill 2 full-time firefighter positions. This is something that he's included in the 2022 budget.
I'd like to answer any questions if they have any.
What's that bring our full-time contingency to?
It would be 5 full-time firefighters and a full-time chief.
How many are during the day then?
It'll still be 2 and 2.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about next motion.
Okay.
And Chief, does this move us along to a full-time plan? Is that how this
is
integrated?
Yeah, this is 24-hour staffing.
Yeah. I'll make the motion.
Any questions on the motion? This is something that was budgeted for 2022.
Are those 2 full-timers here?
No, we're gonna, we have post for.
Oh, you're on post?
I guess to clarify, will we then have to approve the individual hires when you make them? Or is this just to make those hires and no more, you just approve the positions?
Perfect.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none. Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Aprea?
Yes.
Rutherford?
Yes.
Armbruster?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Kish?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item number five is to amend the fire department budget to allow moving up to $45,000 from the fire department general fund. Any questions or comments on the motion?
So what kind of fund balance will that leave you with, Chief?
I talked to Jamie. Should it still leave us, even with moving that $100,000 to help pay for the PACs until we should still have in the neighborhood of $350,000 to $400,000 by the fire.
I have a concern that there is a federal grant that is open right now for this purpose, and why are we not applying for that federal grant?
You could apply for it, but when you have a fund balance that they look at of $400,000, you're pretty well eliminated from those grants. But we have applied for those in the last 3 years and have been turned down every time that we've applied for that federal funding. But we can still apply for it. I'll still need the money until that federal grant that won't even be issued if you get it until September or October. So
those grant terms, are those yearly or they run for 2 or 3 years at a time?
So the grant, every year they keep coming up with firefighter assistant grants that you can apply for. And then it just depends on what you're awarded. On that grant, with the firefighter assistant grant is offered yearly on it. We have applied for it numerous times and been turned down.
Yeah. So even if you get it once, though, you have to reapply for it, and then you would do it, change your budget the next year because those funds wouldn't be available.
Yeah,
have
some budget to cover that. And when you do the firefighter assistance grant, you have to show them a way that you can continue to keep that firefighter on the payroll once the grant expires. They discontinued that program for a while, so all these fire departments were hiring 10 or 20 firefighters, and when the grant expired, they had to lay off 10 or 20 firefighters. Now they put a penalty on that, so if you hire them and you don't keep them, you gotta pay all that money back.
Well, I would refer you back to what's called the SAFER grants. This is applications that are being accepted until February the 4th for staffing for adequate fire and emergency response grant program. It's a federal program providing funding directly to fire departments and volunteer firefighter interest organizations to assist with increasing the number of firefighters, to help communities meet industrial minimum standards, to obtain 24-hour staffing, to provide adequate protection for fire and fire-related hazards, and to fulfill the traditional missions of the fire department. This is one that I sent to you in mid-December, and the Times Herald sent a request in to see if we were going to apply for this grant, which I forwarded to also.
We didn't apply for it this year, just because the reasons we've been turned down haven't changed.
Well, I
they
have
look at two things when I apply for a grant. They look at what the township's got in their fund balance. They look at what I've got in my fund balance.
Well, here's the grant application checklist, and I see where it's asking for details on calls.
They ask for details on financial.
I think if the money's there,
any
we
grant
should
you
still
apply for ask for details on financial. Just like Walmart, for our grant at Walmart, they ask us for details on financial.
Even if we approve for him to move the funds, it doesn't obligate him to use it, correct? So if it's there, it's available. If it gets a fund, it cannot be used.
If I put in the grant and it was accepted, we wouldn't have
to use the fund balance.
Right.
it just gives him the op, gives you the option to use it in your budget, correct?
So what happens if it defaults after one time?
Grant is given to other departments.
Well, if you got one and didn't use it, what would happen to it?
It would default back, but if I got it, I would use it. But we haven't received a grant. I can't remember the last time the fire department received a federal grant.
Can we still apply for it?
We've got little grants from other places, but never a federal grant.
This might be the time that they give it to you, Chief. We've been turned down all along. Maybe they're gonna fill Dennison, we might get it this year. All I can say is no.
AJ, I think in your email you indicated that this would promote going to 24/7, but it also requires the board to consider a 10% increase in the special assessment for fire operations that the board normally votes on in November. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's been discussed when we talked about this in previous years. This plan is 50% of the way, well, I guess I shouldn't say 50%, but it is actually, we're already into this process. There was some things that have happened this year that made it much more affordable to jump forward and speed up this timeline. Which is why I did talk with Chief about this, and I think that for a township our size that handles the amount of calls that we have, this is appropriate, and in the sense that we're going to be hiring new firefighters in the next couple of years, I do believe Chief could probably speak to the fact that these positions would be much more attractive for and easier to find candidates for, and we may even get a higher level of candidate because of the type of position we would then be employing, which is something that also appeals to me to get this on the books so that as Chief hires new spots, we've already gotten this approved.
So we have no interest in applying for the SAFER grant?
Interest. SAFER grant, nobody said we weren't wrong.
Okay. But we've been turned down in the past, so.
We haven't been turned down in the past for the SAFER grant.
So every grant for the fire department has to come from the fire department. It can't come from the administration.
It's I have put the request for the SAFER grants in. So last year we didn't do a SAFER grant. Last year we did an air pack grant, which we were turned down for. We went for a regional air pack grant. Township. No, it was just Birchville last year. 3 years ago, we did the SAFER grant, got turned down. The year before that, we went for AirPex again with several departments that we were turned down for. So it's been back and forth, and correctly applied for it, but we've been turned down for numerous grants.
Who gets these grants? They must give them to somebody.
They're always given out. There's a whole list. You can go on the website for the SAFER grant or for the federal grants, and they list out who what fire departments receive. A lot of money goes to the bigger departments, like Detroit, Flint, those type of departments. But a lot goes to the smaller departments, too. But we just haven't been successful in obtaining.
So if we went to full-time 24/7, we might be more successful?
Well, when we wrote the grant, that's what the plan was. We got the plan of what we were using the money for. So we wrote that into the grant that we're working forwards, that 24-hour schedule. So that was part of as Rob read, one of the criteria for that grant is working for the staff. So that was always included in every time we wrote the grant.
So we've applied for grants for the assistance to firefighters, which was a federal grant in the past, and we've been not successful on that those grant applications. I know, we've done that several times, even hired firms to write the grant for us.
Yeah.
Have we applied in the past for the SAFER grant?
The SAFER grant is the same grant as the assistant firefighters.
Well, this indicates its purpose is...
Assistant firefighter.
Is to add staffing. So I don't think we have a motion yet. Is there a motion?
I would like to make a motion to allow the fire department to move $45,000 in the kennel fund to aid in transitioning to 24-hour shifts by August 1st, 2022.
I'll support that.
Any questions or comments?
I'm sorry, that was Armbruster and Bruckner?
Yes. Hearing none, Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Bruckner.
Yes.
Armbruster.
Yes.
Crowder.
No.
Bradley.
No.
Kish.
Yes.
I mean, yes, Opriva.
Yes.
Motion carries. Item number six is the annual dues for SEMCOG. And if we're applying for grants, SEMCOG sometimes can be a resource for information and assistance.
Has this gone up from last year?
I really don't know.
Make a motion to approve the membership.
Support.
Any questions? Any comments? Hearing none, Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Armbruster?
Yeah.
Crawford?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Kish?
Yes.
I'm yes. Opriva?
Yes.
Yep.
Board discussion?
I do not believe that there is a two-thirds requirement to untable. I'm not seeing it in Robert's rules. There are certain motions that require a two-thirds vote. But just in my quick scanning through, I apologize for of all the things I looked at with the rules today. Anything that says it's a two-thirds vote.
No. I did read that. And I may have been on my other computer. So I'm not able to find that on my first handful of clicks here either.
Not to gum up the works anymore. Then they're gummed, but.
Okay. So I'm not sure how we move forward with that. We did take a vote, and it was a 4-3.
I think you have to get legal counsel. I don't know. Of course, you have a lawyer here, but I don't know how that goes.
Yeah, that's common. Let's get out of.
I was in another place. Let me see if I can find that.
AJ, did you find something different?
I got there's two places that I read it.
Well, I did send a narrative out to the trustees regarding the water line and why I felt that was important. And I think briefly, I'll just, in board discussion, we'll go through the timeline of how we got here. Back in December of 2015, we looked into a lease agreement with Little League to develop the park, a sports park on Parker Road. We did enter into an agreement with Little League to develop a sports park, and that agreement is still in place, which requires us to put in the utilities. We had to file a capital improvement plan with Eagle, and in that capital improvement plan, the Parker Road water line was included, and the board approved that submission to Eagle. Later, the board, Eagle requested what the priority was for our capital improvement line. The Parker water line was listed as the number one priority. We did approve to have BMJ do design and engineering back in November of 19. And let's see, in January of last year, we had a presentation from Paul Bailey with UHY, and indicating that we had budgeted for the water line with a bond payment of about $70,000 in our rate structure for last year. We did not put the water line out for bid last year because of the effects of COVID. And then in October of 21, we did not go out to bid in 20, but in October of 21, this board approved putting the item out to bid. The bids were received and opened on December the 8th. And on the 9th of December, we received the recommendation from BMJ after tabulating all the bids. I received an email recently from the Michigan MEDC requesting the information on the project for the grant of $50,000 that was submitted through Representative Beeler's office through our county commissioner. And this is why I brought this thing forward. It's because we have the $50,000 that was awarded in the state budget for this project. I've never seen that done before. And we have the bids that have a deadline to accept within 60 days. Now, if I'm understanding both AJ and Bob correctly, we took a motion to remove this from the table, and it sounds like that was been a valid motion. Is that correct? Two-thirds vote a lot of times is talked in Congress.
Again, Mr. Supervisor, I believe when we discussed this matter, even though I think there was a discussion of whether you should table this or just not take action on it until we discovered what we were going to do with that piece of property, based on Spicer's reviews and their development of the project. That, I believe, was the intent of the discussion, even though it appears that tabling was what was put forth.
The discussion, and I apologize for confusing that last time, the discussion between tabling requires another motion to untable it. Taking no action.
I don't have a problem with that issue. I have a problem with the intent of our discussion, even though we applied tabling to it. Mr. Armbruster was trying to put this in abeyance until we could find out what Spicer was going to do with the property and bring forth the figures. I'm concerned about dollars.
What, I'm sorry, but what figures are you looking from
Spicer? Well, I want to know if they come up with the development of that 100 acres, what it's going to cost. You have it in the plan of putting forth some sports complex. I don't know, what was it? One of the things in there was, what was the horse thing?
Oh, that was when I was teasing you about making something in Fort Gratiot that is not available someplace else. Where I talked about create a horse pole. When's the last time anyone here?
We talked about a lot of things with somebody else's dollars. If it was coming out of their pockets, we'd be thinking a little bit differently. But anyhow, that being said, we have, you told me, we have a million, we could pay for this. You want to pay for the, pay for it.
We can pay for it.
We might be able to use, can we use the $1 million we're getting from the state for COVID?
We could.
There you go. Why don't you use it? You won't have to bond. You won't have to hit any residents for additional charges. It's money that's given to us that, of course, your children are going to have to pay back one of these days. But that being said, use the money. It's not making any money in the bank or wherever you're going with it anymore, so use it. If this is something that's that important that this administration funded, pay for it.
So AJ, did you find anything else about the two-thirds vote?
It's all verbiage based off of postponement versus tabling. It is my fault for being unsure of the language needed, but my intent was to postpone until we got the master plan back. That's not how I stated it, nor is how I went in the record. So it doesn't make that require the two-thirds vote. I'm not seeing now making clearly where untabling requires two-thirds vote.
So earlier we took a vote to remove it from the table, and apparently that vote does remove it from the table. Now, I did talk with Spicer Group today. I asked about the possibility of this putting in the water line, if that enhanced our opportunities for grants. And he says in the narrative you put in there that the township has expended this money to put the infrastructure in. It's not like, oh, you have a grant application to do something. How are you on your utilities? And you say, oh, we haven't put them in yet. Okay, next.
It does just as well to show them that you have a plan in place to put the utilities in. Yeah. I've spoken with Randy Myers on this multiple times. She does nothing but deal with grants every day. A well thought out plan is just as well as having that in the ground. Okay.
So I guess we're up to, we've removed that from the table and we're discussing whether or not to award the bid.
Well, I'm not sure about that last vote. Is it legal or not? That's what I don't know.
Well, so they were finding no requirement for a two-thirds vote to remove it from the table. Now, it's been mentioned about using the ARPA funds to pay for this water line. You can. There's new guidelines coming out April 1st, which basically allows us to pretty much use the funds as we see fit. The only question that I bring up or concern about that is these ARPA funds are once in a lifetime, never to be seen again.
So is the water line.
Opportunity. Excuse me, Mr. Kish.
Thank you.
This is our opportunity to create something, to do something with funding that we're not going to see again. So do something for the betterment of the township. We have ways to pay for the water line. Yes, we can bond it. yes, we can use $495 and $592 monies to pay for it and not finance it. We can bond it. We can look at paying off the loan that we have for the water meters and then use that $42,000 annual payment to go toward the bond for the water line. As someone once said, it's better to use the bank's money than your own money for certain things. So you can bond it, and you'd have a $12,000 increase in what you've got expending out now by paying off the water meter loan using fund balance.
It's still money we're paying out.
Yes, it is.
It's all the same money that's coming out. And I agree with you. I don't like utilizing all those ARPA funds, because if this project does happen, and I think that's still my main point, is we don't have enough information to make sure that this project will happen, but that those ARPA funds will be really valuable in filling holes and gaps in a funding plan, because they will be unrestricted. However, and I know that we may be planning for the very, very limited chance, but I really would hate to see us approve this water line, which I think we can all agree the main purpose of this water line is to feed the properties on Parker Road. It is not to improve the system as a whole. That would be done in a different way, if I'm understanding our DPW supervisor correctly. If our master plan comes back and we are unable to do this project in the way that we are intending to right now, whether it's a water issue there where we can't put any structures, and now we put $1 million into the ground that either wasn't necessary or wasn't done in the best way possible to serve the north end of this township. I understand it's a small chance, but we would all look very, very foolish if this went down that way. And I see no problem in waiting 3 months for a master plan to come back. The $50,000 from the state is a 2022 thing. We have all the information they need for that application. We've already been approved. We haven't even bothered to ask these companies who submitted $1 million project bids for an extension. You don't think that they're going to want to hold on to that, the possibility of being awarded that project for $1 million? I tend to think that they will.
Well, I look at also is that every municipality in the state of Michigan is going to have ARPA funds available that are pretty much unrestricted, which then gives them the opportunity to work on their infrastructure. And I think finding contractors to do the amount of work that's going to be available is going to be a challenge.
Is there a separate vote for determining funding? Like,
yes,
we vote on the water, will we then vote in the future for how we want to fund that?
That's the way I'd like to handle it, yes. Because we have options of how to fund it.
What if we can't agree on how to pay for it? At a later date.
How would we not come to agreement?
What if we vote no on how to pay for it? I guess at some point someone will make a motion for a proper way to pay for it, and it would get 4 votes, hopefully.
So,
did Paul give a timeline for the water rate study?
No, last I talked to him, he was experiencing about 25% to 30% reduction of staff.
No, I know.
Which was an issue. Again, we have a kickoff meeting scheduled with Spicer on February the 8th at 10 a.m. Everyone is welcome to attend. When you're looking at the DNR grants, actually the grant application deadline, I believe, is April 1st of every year. Now, is there a remote chance of putting something in for this year? Yeah, but I think the chances of preparing something for this year is slim to none. If I look at this year as you develop the property master plan and grant opportunities with phase development throughout the year and submit those for April of 2023. I think we've all come to an agreement that the water line at some point would go in. I've had people say they're not against the water line. I look at it as I don't think we'll have an opportunity to put it in at lesser cost. Every time you go to the gas station, what the price of gas went up, what, 30 cents today?
Well, if we're hoping, we can just hope for a regression to the norm, maybe costs will come down.
So.
Who's invited to that February 8th meeting with Spicer, by the way?
The Board of Trustees and the Parks Commission.
Are there any other stakeholder groups invited?
It's going to be a public meeting.
So anybody can come.
Mm-hmm. So we've discussed it a bit. So at this point, I'm going to make the motion to accept the bid. Is there a support?
I'll support it to get it on the table.
And I would make the motion with your acceptance, and that would be for the low bid for the PVC alternative of $1,058,373 for the dollar amount.
I have a question, Mr. Supervisor.
Certainly.
If we take this vote and this motion fails, what is the process to get the water line back on an agenda at a future date?
I think there is some type of requirement for the opposing, because this is a roll call vote. Bob, do you have that one? I believe they have to, someone that had voted against has to bring it back up for reconsideration, or I think it can come back if something changes in the request.
Didn't we do something similar with the retiree health care?
Yeah, it came back several times.
That came back, yeah. After being voted out.
That's for a motion for reconsideration. It can only be made by a member who voted on the prevailing side. It suspends action on the motion. So to do a motion to reconsider something that's already been voted upon in the same session has to be made by a member who voted on the prevailing side. That's the only requirement for bringing something back. At a new session, at a new meeting, really anything.
I feel like it seemed strange to me that you would vote something down and then
I don't think it has copyright rules where you
doesn't make for efficient meetings.
Well, Mr. Superbird, based on Mr. Armbruster's comment that had you investigated with these bidders, whether they would have extended that bid based on Spicer's timetable to produce a plan for us, if indeed one of them came forward and said, we'll extend it for 4 months until you guys get the other plans in place, then I think that's a stronger consideration for the project. Because then we know the costs at both ends. And literally, one of your comments was, well, we'll keep using the Little League Park over here until we get the pavilion built or the horse running event going on. I don't understand that, but I guess in part and parcel, if you're going to break it up and segment it out, we still should know the costs of those segments. So what does a building cost where you're going to have a sports complex? What does a soccer field cost? What do all these other things cost that we want? Or an RV park, for example. And that's basically the only money-making unit that's going to go in there that I could see. But then again, Little League couldn't come up with the monies to fund their part of their agreement, as best I understand. And so the consequence is the Little League agreement's still in place, but there's no money in place yet. So basically it's an agreement with no cost or no commitment as far as being able to actually move it forward on their behalf. So again, we're still in that quagmire of what's going to happen with Little League. Little League was here at one of the gatherings we had, and they were pretty strongly committed to moving forward with what was going in there, except again, no dollars.
I think with Little League George, we have that here. Those parents had the kids that were in Little League. I feel those kids have moved on, and I feel those parents have moved on. So I don't think that Little League is ever going to get, my feeling, it's never going to get going. Because you got, it just keeps changing over. Kids are in for 2 years, they're gone.
It has to get going if we're going with this project and moving that Little League complex from over on State Road over to Parker. Again, money is the object, and common dollars looks like it's going to be the one that's impacted most. So I'm saying.
The bid documents proposed a starting date of construction of January 10th of 2022 with substantial completion before October 28th of 22 and the general conditions of the contract completed by June of 23. Any other questions or comments?
I guess just to clarify with George, I think that's the problem is we will be on the hook for the Little League side of this development with the hopes of turning it over to them for them to maintain their side of the property. And I'm concerned that the funding will be able to be found to make that happen, which makes this water line
then I think we should look at selling the property. I don't think it's the township's responsibility or hold on property that there isn't utilization for.
But we just put $1 million water line in a piece of property. Why are we going to sell it?
We have people interested in buying it when there wasn't a water line. I have to imagine that having infrastructure to a piece of property is only going to increase interesting.
I believe you're right.
Seem to be circling around this and using a tool that one of our trustees like to use. I call for the question. And Bob, would you call the roll, please?
Brad?
Yes.
Kish?
No.
I'm a yes. Oprea?
No.
Brookner?
Yes.
Armbruster?
No.
Yes.
I would like, Mr. Supervisor, my name and any other name that voted against this to be included in the minutes by name.
That's how every...
I don't care how it's done, just make sure it's in there.
Thank you. Moving back to board discussion, I have heard from no one about going to the MTA this year. Kind of one of the unique things is that for the first time, I think we're going, no, I gotta say that it's not the first time. George, guy from East China that's now passed away, he was president of MTA at one time, was he not?
I think so, I don't recall.
Yeah, Bill Dieter will be the new president of MTA this year.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's new.
And Bob Landowski is looking to take over that position as director on the board. So housing opportunities open up on Friday, and I haven't heard of anyone that is interested in going to Lansing in April for the MTA annual educational conference.
What are the dates on it?
I don't remember the dates. That was in the thing I sent you, I think, 2 weeks ago.
It was towards the end of April, I want to say,
yeah,
like the 26th
or 27th.
Yeah,
it's like the third week of April.
Yeah. It's the same reason that I have at my chiropractic convention. So I don't think I can go.
And I think Linda's indicated that she's already got vacation plans for that.
I called the email that came. The house on Helen Craft, the storage container, shipping container house. I did circle back with the gentleman from Port Huron that had asked me about that, that is in their building department. He had concerns over the, that's being built on a slab. He believes, according to their codes, that they did not pour that slab thick enough for a foundation. That they were using essentially cattle gates as railing on a second story balcony, which would also not be up to codes. And that was, I didn't have the specifics last time I talked to you, and I just wanted to make sure that we at least had somebody put eyeballs on it. I don't want to have that guy all of a sudden get that thing done and go for final inspection. Those are the two specific things that he noticed from the road.
That he noticed from the road, okay. Well, we know that it has been a controversial build because it is unique, mm-hmm. but it apparently has applied for the proper permits and so far have had the inspections, and deficiencies when you do an inspection, of course, are to be corrected. And again, building to code doesn't mean to build to someone's taste or make sure that it is built in the best manner. It's to be built into a safe manner. And again, I will circle back with the building department to make sure that there is perhaps the footing inspection that I can get you on that. I don't know if you noticed that there is four pylons in front of the building. The board had approved you getting the light poles that were obtained from Pat Moran painted, and we contracted to have the base put in so we can put those poles in front of the building for the display of the KIA banners for Memorial Day. And Ed contacted me this past week that we have two more. So I think we're up to, I want to say 12 KIAs. And with the additional four posts that we're putting in, we'll actually only have room for two more banners. So the pylon marking out there is for the mistake to come through. If someone has a question about where those are going, or if I should move them slightly this way or that way. My intention is just to put this white pole there, and then that way we can put the banner hardware onto it Instead of attaching banners to the front of the building, they will actually be on the poles as the board has approved. And let's see, I know that there are people here tonight that probably would like to see me out of this seat. I would remind you that I have 2 years, 10 months, and 3 days left. I do not intend to run for re-election. I have been 29 years on this board, and I've tried to do what I thought was the best thing for the township at large in all of those 29 years. This is not an easy job anytime that you're in township employment, because as a good friend of mine with MTA used to explain it as, you live your life in a fishbowl. Everything you do, everything you say is in the public view. So that's one of the things that I've tried to strive for and tried to live by. I'm also a Rotarian, and every decision that I go through, I try to apply the four-way test to. So with that, I thank you for being here tonight, and I will turn this over to citizens wishing to address the board. Yes, Mr. Gumbel.
I guess just a couple of things. I have points of clarification. First, I think it's slightly, again, like I said prior, I'm not against the water main, I was against the process to get there. This should have been, the ball should have been dropped back in November, and we shouldn't even be in this situation. Secondly, I think it's sad and unfortunate that everybody on this board knew the intent of Mr. Armbruster's motion at the last meeting, and he looked to yourself for guidance to make sure it was properly worded, being that you just said on this board for, I think you said 29 years, and the clerk for a greater part of that time. I think somewhere in there that failed, and that's unfortunate because everybody here knew what the intent of that motion was, and they voted accordingly. And then for it to come back up on the subsequent meeting 2 weeks later, well, I can understand what AJ's saying as well. When something gets voted down, does it just continue to come up? I mean, from that philosophy, you could just put something on the meeting every time until eventually you just wear them down. I mean, is that how the process works? Then I guess I found it even more astounding that as we're listening to discussion, working through this process, at some point we're talking about possibly selling the property. Well, if that's even a consideration, we're going to put $1 million water main down a road that's not necessary unless we're developing it for the greater good of our community. Otherwise, the supervisor of the DPW has already said he thinks that $1 million could be spent in another area to service customers that already live in the area that don't currently have water, or Spartan Drive, Hitchings, and so on, that's on a dead-end water main that breaks at the corner of Craft and Kewad, and then people are out of water. There is no loop. It's done. So we go through this whole process, and now we're talking about we might even sell it. You never know. And then we approve an agenda item. Every other agenda item, at least 9 out of 10 that I can think of that we approve, how are we going to pay for it? Right away. Well, that's coming, the payment. It's coming out of maintenance and improvement. It's coming out of this. We're not even concerned how we're going to pay for this yet. If we bond it, under your premise, if you bond it at your bond payments and you map that out over 20 years, it's going to cost not $1,097,000, it's going to cost $1.3 million if you pay out your bond throughout the life of 20 years. So now it's a $1.3 million water main. But we're not talking about how we're going to pay for it. We'll figure that out at a later time. Whether we use the funds from here, whether we use the funds from the maintenance and improvement funds, which ultimately, if the maintenance and improvement funds are used, that is a cost to the taxpayers, like George said, because you have to generate that revenue in order to fix the system and improve the system. So somehow the water increases are going to have to be passed down to the consumer. The other thing I wanted to address was you were pretty hard and fast on the SAFER grant. Well, if you've ever done any research on the SAFER grant, like the chief said, that's delegated, mainly communities that get that is the Flints, the Saginaws, the Detroits, the places that can show the inability to pay, right? If you have the money sitting there, the government is less likely to just pass out money. Now, I know recently they just decided to give everybody a whole bunch of money, but that's not totally common, right? You have to show you have the inability to pay. City of Port Huron, went for years, tried to get the SAFER grant, couldn't get it. There's a posting here from November 12th for Delta Township is taking applications. There are currently 6 open positions. Bold letters, these are not SAFER grant positions. You know why? Because people don't want to apply for SAFER grant positions because they end up getting eliminated 3 years down the road. And then the last thing is, I would like to make a request, I don't even know if that's possible, but I will anyways. A request that for the meetings going forward, if we could post the meeting audio on the website. I've had people ask me, I end up emailing Bob, save the headache, I don't see what the harm is in posting the meeting audio. I mean, with the modern times and COVID and everything, I mean, the county meetings are on Zoom, are live on Zoom, the city meetings are live on Zoom, school board meetings are live on Zoom, or either Zoom or YouTube, I guess. Most of them are live on YouTube, I believe. So, I mean, the audio, I think that's, at minimum, it's already recorded, posted on the website. I don't know what the process is involved, but uploading it, I can't imagine, is from the audio file to the computer up to the website.
I have the checklist here for the SAFER grant application, and I'll give that to Chief Smith and see if he wants to review that and to see if the SAFER grant is something that we can still apply for. Any other questions or comments? Yes, sir.
I just got a question. Going back to AJ earlier, you go ahead and award this bid by the 6th of February or whatever. What happens if you can't come up with an agreement on how to pay for it after you've awarded it?
Then I guess the township is in default.
So where do you go from there? I mean, once you award the bid, how do you tell somebody to go for it? Say they secure the materials for the project to keep them at a lower cost or something. And now all of a sudden we can't agree on how we're going to pay for this. I mean, if you're going to go forward with it, I think we need to have the payment in how we're going to pay for it in order to make the motion to go forward with the project.
Well, we have the motion to move forward, and now we can work at the options
be,
for
yeah. And it's
now
be
we can work at the options
six,
of how to do it.
Previous to any further meetings, so we're going to award it out, and we can't even come to an agreement on how we're paying for it or where the funds are coming from.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the public?
Yes.
Sure.
I thank you for your, how many years, 29 years or whatever? Sad to see you go in 2 years, 10 months.
And 3 days.
10 days.
Three days.
Don't make it any longer than that.
I feel like you guys did an injustice today, especially to sit there and listen to you fight over $40,000 to improve the fire coverage for the citizens. When you're going to put, you can't, you're fast forward to get $1 million in the ground. Congratulations on your 4-3 victory on that. I hope it doesn't blow up in our faces because we're going to end up eating the cost. Whether you use the SAFER grant or whether you use the COVID money or you take it out of the special improvement, but I guess we're going to figure out how we're going to do it in a couple meetings. I think it was a major injustice done to the whole township. And then to listen to you push the SAFER grant over $40,000, which is going to improve yours and every other citizen's fire coverage. You really showed where your allegiance is, and I just hope that it works out for the best, because it's very sad to see that we're fighting over $40,000, and other people voted no on that too, but yet we can't race to put $1 million in the ground, and we all keep talking about using the COVID money. Well, here's a thought, maybe that $40,000 could have came out of the COVID money because it's unrestricted. I mean, the fire department didn't close. Their offices, we did not get the option to lock the front door and stay home for the majority of last year. I just find it sickening that you can't get this water line in the ground fast enough. You don't want to do it in any reasonable manner. You don't even know how you're going to pay for it. We are all going to end up paying for it. And the one lottery money that you guys keep talking about, the COVID money, why not use it for the people that were actually here? you helped the fire department pay for their stuff, because they never closed and we didn't get to say no. I don't know how many times I tried to pay my water bill. Oh, you're gonna, you can't come in for that. You can't do this. And I
free water!
Free water! I understand that we don't want anybody to get sick, but that water line, it should be the furthest thing from your guys' mind when there's an opportunity to better the service. Better the fire department, the DPW, some of the roads, but yet we're gonna put a water main to a project, like he said, maybe we sell down the road. I mean, do we have any friends that we want, they wanna buy it, that need the water line in there? I mean, we're paving around, I mean, it's great to have parks, and I love our parks, I use them, but I just feel like you guys did a major injustice, and you guys really kind of sad.
Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none, using another opportunity that we have, motion to adjourn.
Support.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Three.
You put a golden drink on that
this is what came out from MTA on Friday. Thank you. This is the check. I honestly felt that we should have made an attempt to get this fight. I'm not against public safety. I'm not against it. Vote gets due by February 4th. There was a webinar actually on the 20th tomorrow.
I don't know why. Do you think it's safer back there? And,
well, yeah, that's in the
book. What's wrong with that?
But,
we already told you guys it was going to happen this year.